On Tales from Moxferry, Matt the Minotaur led the demigods to an interrogation room where they could speak to Gerlach's murderers. Further poking and prodding of Matt revealed that he was not actually a Minotaur, but rather an avatar of the being that the prison is made of, a giant mimic! Azrael opened up negotiations with it while Gerlach snuck further in, revealing half-dead prisoners being force-fed stomach acid until they exploded. Unsure of whether to kill the mimic or not, the party decided to request a meeting with the warden, who was revealed to be Ulda, the demigod of command, constraint, and interrogation.
Welcome, everybody. You're actually here for Tales from Moxferry, and we got a real interesting scenario going on tonight. First off, though, for introductions, I'm Josh Long. You can find me on Twitter at EvilDMJosh, and you can find a lot of other great shows at geekspective.com. And what about you, Brother John?
Hi, I'm Brother John. You can find me on Twitter at monochrome_guy, or at my personal Twitter at that_drawer.
Then to my other side, what about you, Other John?
Crossways GM, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Not doing anything with anything. Playing Gerlach, Skulk, Psychopath.
Heck yeah. What about you, Chris?
Hello, I am Chris, and tonight I am playing Gerlach. I mean, Azrael.
It was for a second, yeah.
Who is a tiefling godbound of various messed up words. Sun, fertility, and command.
How about you, Amber?
Me, I'm Amber, also known as Rocket Orca on the Twitters. I'm playing Milana, rotting pixie, who's got words that are related to being a rotting pixie.
And last but not least, Dave.
Hi, it's me, Dave. If you want me on Twitter, you can find me at Hot Shit Druid. I'm playing Nuek the Minotaur. He's the godbound of words that are related to being a Minotaur.
Yeah, it's great. So, what happened last time?
We went on a tour.
What were we doing exactly?
We went to free Gerlach's followers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went to like the Disney evil prison, Disney style evil prison, where it's just like everything's dark all the time and it looks horrible and just no fun place. Like, just when I say that, I mean like the stereotypical depiction of an evil lair.
Okay, so we're inside a mat.
You're inside a mat.
And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what Matt's deal was. Mm-hmm. And at some point we were like, we want to see your boss. We want to talk to your manager.
We want to see your daddy. Well,
your manager.
Go get your father.
Go get your boss. Or I'll file a complaint.
In my head, the boss is a woman. Do we know either way?
We
don't know. I guess, yeah,
I
that's a good point.
You described them walking down the stairs.
Right. I didn't. Yeah, it's not necessarily dad. It could be a mommy. Yeah. I just said their name is Ulda.
That sounds female.
Pretty much a massive hooded person, arms as thick as barrels and chains wrapped around them. Ulda is the demigod of command, constraint, and interrogation.
Yeah, which was like in that.
Are any of those real?
A command?
Command.
Mm-hmm.
Command's one.
The other two are just kinks.
Yeah.
This is the godbound of Josh gives him whatever powers he wants.
Godbound. Yes.
Pretty much. Well, that's all of them, right?
Technically speaking, all of us had the ability to make our own words if we wanted to.
Just, none of us are creative enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also we'd have to we would also have to negotiate with Josh.
So, right.
I'm going to be honest with you. That may be the true deterrent is haggling.
Wow.
The game is called Godbound, but in Josh looks at it and sees Josh bound.
Right.
I'm 100% certain Josh would not let some of the abilities of the words in this, of the gifts and stuff, he would not let us use those in a custom class.
Why?
He never asked.
I don't know. I just like.
Oh, that's broken. You never asked.
In D&D, I pretty much gave you whatever you wanted.
Except for experience points.
Wow. Almost whatever you
just
wanted.
Like, it's so cold.
just like in this game too. And,
Hey, there's something
our milestone leveling that took every year we got a level after playing like
Christmas Day.
It was like a begrudging level too.
It wasn't even milestone. It was more like tombstone leveling.
Welcome to the We're Gonna Roast Our GM show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Amber, do you have any of that baby butt lotion? Because Josh is burned.
Oh, well, I can go get it.
Luckily, when we play our next system, I don't gate that stuff. The system gives you points.
Heck yeah, we're gonna play a game where we actually like
the system use the gives game. You.
No,
whoa,
you know what? You wait. D&D gives you points. Godbound gives us points.
I guess so.
You guess.
So you're inside Matt the Mimic right now, and you also pick up Gambo along the way. And Gambo, I think, is with Brimstone.
I forgot we were carrying Gambo.
I thought Gambo was on.
I thought Newek was baby.
Yeah, I thought he was on my shoulder, and I was telling him exciting tales about Henna, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll go with Newek. It's one or the other.
The reason Newek's gotten really close with Gambo is like carrying him around like a baby and stuff, and just like, you know,
Newark's a very nurturing character.
He shockingly is sometimes. He gets attached to the little people.
We saw Gambo, we all felt bad, and so I rescued him.
Garlock saw that there are 9 of his followers being trapped with inside Matt, and it was found that like all the people being held inside of Matt are like kind of just suspended on these walls and are being force-fed slowly, pretty much digestive fluids.
Slowly digested.
Yeah, they eat, they never feel full, and then they finally explode and are absorbed into Matt. And that's where we are. So yes, you had called down, or you had asked Matt to summon Olda because Matt just was cool existing here and had told you that these people had to stay here because that is what they exist to do. So yes, you call down Ulda, and so Ulda, pretty much part of the building, you know, kind of just parts away, and there's a circle with like a ramp going down from, you to assume, higher up because you had all went downwards. And as I described, as Udal is a massive hooded fellow, arms as thick as barrels and chains wrapped around the jail, I guess if you want to call it that way, ground shake as they walk. And so, yes, they approach, and as they come down and they come into this, you know, this very dark room with the two lights, they're highlighting the chairs, they come down, and as they do so, the hole inside that they came through seals up, and they look at you, look around you, or look at all of you. What do you do?
Let my people go!
Oh, I was trying to remember what my assistant's
name. Yes,
Jimothy.
Jimothy. If anybody Jimothy? Listening or watching this had Gerlach quotes Moses on your bingo card, go ahead and check that off.
Yes, it was Jimothy. Was Azrael. Brimstone was lawyer of Trial by Fire.
Trial by Fire. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so you just say that, Gerlach?
Yep.
Okay. Not as Matthias that you've been going as.
Oh no! Hell no.
Okay.
It's another Godbound. I'm sure they could see through Matthias anyway.
So as you say that, I can't do it. Like, this voice is a very androgynous voice, and it's very monotone and calm at the time. And they're like, who are your people?
Do I know any of their names? I'm not really good with
names. Yeah, you can rattle them off, yeah.
I don't think Gerlach would know, but I can point them out to you. They're on the wall in there. I want them back.
You want them back?
Yeah. Wow.
And of whose authority?
They're my people, and you have them.
I see. Well.
And your big mimic is eating them.
I see.
I want to eat my own people.
Is this a lie when you say that?
That I want to eat them?
Yeah.
Well, only that I want to slowly destroy them, but, you know, I don't physically want to eat them. I haven't really been into cannibalism. Actually, they're not human. I could eat them. They're not skulks.
Okay.
I could eat them.
Okay. They kind of pause as you say this. They're like, well, let us go look at your people. And they walk, as you went before, Gerlach, to through the door, behind the wall, and, you know, there's all those people suspended.
Yeah.
And they kind of motion with their gigantic arm. They're like, who are your people?
That one right there is one of mine. And that one over there.
And I'll just point them out.
As you point them out, they don't really react, and they're finally like, well, I still need to process them. They all have one round of questioning left.
Do they die at the end of the round of questioning?
No. They answer for their crimes and their associations and determine their judgment. However, I believe Matt, mine Matt, could negotiate something with you to release them after my interrogation.
It would be a lot simpler if you could just let them go now.
It won't take me very long.
So you're the god of what now?
Command, constraint, and interrogation. And you're the demigod of what?
Lots of bad stuff. I'm the demigod of light and happiness and puppies.
I don't even ask that question. Out of character, I don't. Like, well, I can see that it is a lie. What is your words again, Gerlach?
My words are murder, theft, and alacrity.
They're like, oh, I believe murder, theft, and alacrity was what you meant to say.
No, I'm pretty sure I said what I said.
And you see them like kind of shake their hooded head at that. So I can take one now. And they like put their gigantic hand and kind of take them off one of them off the wall. I will go sit down and talk with them. And after doing so, we can summon Mind Matt.
I just like pull Gerlach, lean into him a little bit and be like, wasn't the whole reason we're here is to keep these dudes from talking and like spying on you?
Yes.
So like maybe they shouldn't talk to Ulda? I don't know.
Speaking out of Gerlach, I completely agree. This is like exactly why we wanted them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should drive a harder bargain.
Right. Exactly.
So what's your harder bargain?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Nuex to make. He's in on this plan, but like he ain't no ringleader.
Yeah, if somebody has a bargain, that's good, because my next plan is to start stabbing the walls.
Why did we even ask Ulda to show up in the first place?
I don't have an answer to that question. I maybe somebody that likes to talk was going to talk to him or her. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean,
these are your minions. What do you want me to...
Who here among us is good?
Wipe your own ass, John.
This person seems like they're all about processing this and stuff. This is Brimstone pulling Asriel to the side. Do you think, and just kind of like spitballing ideas with Asriel to the side, trying to be discreet, knowing that we're inside of a living organism and whatever?
But I do love mimics, though.
Jimothy, this Ulda person seems like they're all about,
Are you going to remember that my name's not Jimothy after this is done?
I'm Asriel like, Jimothy.
Okay.
I like Jimothy a lot. Anyways, so do you think we could probably stall them while Gerlach and them do stuff, like by doing our processes as the trial by fire attorneys and like do some kind of paperwork or some whatever in an office someplace, you know, keep Ulda distracted? Do you think that's within our abilities or more like your abilities? Because I'm just a man in a suit and you're the talkie guy, to be honest. Look, let's be real. I'm not going to pretend to be the smartest crayon in the tool shed. What's your thoughts on this one, Jimothy?
Well, I was thinking, see if there's any way I could convince her to not go with the last round of questioning.
Right. That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and talk to her.
All right. Sounds them. Great.
Either way.
Now remember, you're Jimothy of the Trial by Fire Law Office. In case anyone asks.
I got a feeling if she asks who I am, I'm just going to own up to it. It's fine.
But if you're feeling it, Jimothy from Trial by Fire.
I'm going to approach Ulda with which of my followers she has. I want a moment to talk to my follower.
We need to have a client conference here.
Yeah, you can preempt Asriel, and then yeah, we'll go to Asriel. All right, pause for a second. They do not move. They just kind of keep their hand on your follower, and they're just like, you may have a moment.
Could we have a moment by ourselves? I mean, you're like looming here. It's sort of disconcerting.
They turn back around, put your follower up back on the wall, and take a few steps back and motion towards your follower.
Can I see my follower up there?
Yep.
Can I scuttle up to my follower?
Sure.
I ask my follower, do you trust me?
Yeah.
I open up my cloak. My follower is not a worthy foe.
No.
I'm suck him right in.
You can only do that once a day, right?
Nope, only against worthy foes. Oh, okay. I can do it once a day. I can do it as much as I want to individual objects and people.
until the bag gets full.
Do they die or they just go off into the void?
Is it going to be worse than whatever she, he, it is going to do to them?
I thought the whole point was to rescue them so you don't lose dominion.
Yes, but I'm just taking him to the void.
I'm just
the casual destroy.
I like the void. It's pretty.
We're just going to send a mortal to the void. It's cool.
Just send him to the void. Come on, guys.
Yep.
If I send him to the void,
make it sound like I'm sending them to their oblivion. Gosh.
See, if they are dying by Gerlach's own hands, is it something that Gerlach wants? Will he lose dominion, or is it only when
it's an example of murder? They're sacrificing themselves for the murder cause. I don't think they're going to die anyway.
Just turn your cape inside out.
So yeah, you whoosh them away, and Ulda kind of steps back like in a more actionable stance, and they're like, where'd they go?
They went far, far away.
You're preventing an investigation?
I am preventing you impinging on my realm of authority. These are my people.
By the jurisdiction bestowed upon me of the Black Peak Prison, you are under arrest, is what they say. And they reach out their hand, and a whole bunch of chains start wrapping around you, Gerlach.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Gerlach don't like no chains.
Are we going to start fighting, guys?
I feel like the fighting has already begun.
We can go into fighting if you want. Like, yeah, in theory, this is initiative. I guess.
Talking boy isn't going to talk. Milana's going to end up stepping in because it feels like.
What do you want me to say at this point?
Hold on. No, hold on. We can actually go back. This smidge. It's like the chains go out, but girl, like you have that move that allows you to go first.
Yes,
so we can say for role-playing wise, so we don't go into combat, it's like they go to chain you up and you kind of like thunk.
Yeah,
you're able the first time. And yes. So the chains go fall into the ground and they like look in your direction wherever you kind of thunked to. So there's still a moment of tension. There's no combat yet.
Because I was going to say that's exactly what I was looking up. Whenever anyone attempts to ambush or surprise you, you're not only unsurprised, you get an immediate bonus round of action.
Yeah. So that's. Yes, I took the precedence. So
they try and shoot the chains at me, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Grabby.
And so I think at this point, Milana has been like just waiting to see how things are playing out because her last plan was like, I'll just use a bunch of zombies to bust through a hole and hold this mimic open. But then we summon the manager, and now Gerlach is like voiding his own people that we were supposed to save. The business duo over there are talking, flustered about business, and Newek is petting the lizard man. So Mala's like, okay, hold on a second, and I will reveal myself. Ulda, the reason we're here in the first place is because Gerlach, as he has been claiming, these are his subjects, and he feels very strongly that whatever is happening with them, it's his domain. Why do you have them here in the first place?
They were charged with mass murderers.
And who's doing the prosecution?
My brain's racing with, let's have a lawsuit about how this is infringing on their right of their religion.
So if they're charged, did they already go through trial? Have they already been convicted?
They have already been charged by the prosecutor, George, and are now... Now under my jurisdiction to extract all information necessary before being disposed of.
So they haven't been convicted of anything?
They haven't been convicted. You're holding them against the law before they even had, help me, John, due process?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the law is in Moxbury, but it's bad.
Is this this is a reference for everybody else. This is like Judge Dredd here. There's like the prison place are just acting as judge, executioner, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is a tyrannical prison. Like they're like they just do it because they can.
Mm-hmm. So. And for profit, if you remember back to season one of Tales from Mox Ferry. Yeah.
Okay. So Milana would know this. Do we not want Gerlach to be tied to this murder cult? They don't even know that it's a murder cult. They just say that they're serial killers.
I think it would be good if he was not tied to it.
Yes.
Quite so visibly.
But he's already made it very clear that these are his followers, and he's already saying all that. So I can't backtrack from that.
And Ulda knows that I'm the god of murder, so.
Demigod of murder, So.
I prefer to think I'm the god of murder. I'm just saying.
Okay, Ulda.
I do wonder how much competition there is for that job.
A few.
Here's what's going through Milana's brain. So, Ulda, what benefit is it of you to have these 9 subjects here?
8.
8 now.
one was voided.
Like, what do you gain from it? Is it profit? Is it power?
Through the processes followed here at Black Peak Prison, I will extract the information required for prosecution and any additional information that can be used for future prosecutions of other people here. And then they, if they're found guilty, they will be fed to Matt.
So do you just need bodies to feed to Matt? Does it matter who it is?
Does just everybody here just get fed to Matt sooner or later?
Everybody gets fed to Matt.
Sheila, it's your retirement party. Wow, right through this door.
No, it is just an easy way to dispose of the guilty.
Really?
Every crime's a death penalty.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then I want to... Okay, I'm trying to get... So here's what's going on in my head, Josh. We can roleplay this out if we want to, but basically I'm trying to get at is these are small-time
mass
people.
Murders.
Small-time as far as like atrocities committed.
Mm.
Like, Gerlach's followers, they're so precious to him. And you see how he deals with his own.
Right.
So, like, they're going to be just punished anyway if they do stuff wrong. Right. But I'm trying to think of an exchange. Mm-hmm. Is there something else happening out in the crime world currently that you guys are trying to find out that we could then have the Black Peak Prison prosecute and then therefore get more people into this prison, prosecuted, trialed, convicted, and then digested.
So like we'll bust a big crime ring for them and whatever in exchange for their
Is this the furthering adventures of us doing good?
Sure. It's not really good.
So yeah, like you can kind of, you're getting that across. And so this kind of like, speaking plainly, like we don't have to RP this part, is like pretty much all the people being held inside Matt are people that are dangerous and like pretty dangerous, i.e. these mass murderers are pretty dangerous, not like god tier dangerous because that goes other places, sure. But they're still very dangerous. And most of the people here you gather, and even with like through the talking and just kind of looking at the people and recollecting like some knowledge of like, it's like a 99% chance that they are already guilty. So they're like, well, let's just, like, these people are freaking dangerous. And if they try to escape, Matt will eat them.
Sure.
And, you know, we can get all the information plus whatever else to profit on that additional information. And by just taking care of these people to begin with, they get paid from the state, right?
So there must be some other, if they're getting paid by the state, there must be some thorn in Ulda's side, metaphorically, in a situation where these mass murderers, they're dangerous. I mean, they're dangerous. I'm only air quotes, but they're not like something worse, right? Like there's got to be some, like basically what John is saying, something worse. What is worse than mass murderers? So like something like that, or just a situation that is like, it's been going on for a long time and they just haven't really gotten anything from it.
Corrupt priests.
There you go. I was thinking, because I just watch so many crime stuff, there's always these unsolved cases or things that just like elude even like God. I mean, even should apply here as well.
Yep.
I'm going to slowly back away so that I get 30 feet away, if it's possible, from everybody.
Okay.
Preferably getting as many of the people on the walls in my circle as I can.
They're kind of spread all about. They're not really conveniently all in a cluster. You could probably get like 3 of them.
Might be worth it.
So as you're saying this to Ulda, Milana, they pause and they're like, there is a group out there that has prevented our client, the state, from realizing their next opportunities, and you know, through this opportunity, will allow us to have additional incarcerations and increase our profits, of course. Like, I think they do put their hands together as they start talking in a business sense, even though they're like this very overpowering figure going into business mode. Have you heard of the Forgotten Secrets?
Oh, yeah.
They are setting up to do something against the state and thus need to be taken care of before they can move and do so. If you can go to, I don't have the church's name, pretty much the church you had went to many, many sessions ago. I will go find it as we talk. If you can go to whatever it is at their next worship and attack them and kill as many as possible, preferably their leaders, it should be no problem for working out whatever we need.
Or we have to kill these people first before we can get these followers out of here, or these friends out of here.
No deal. We need our people first.
I trial by fire, Attorney Brimstone, demand that if we follow these terms, that you also provide proper accommodation to the prisoners that we are hoping to release to get them to stop being, you know, eaten from the inside out by monster blood.
No more digesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. I will have them extracted from Matt and put into much proper accommodations. I will also give you one additional follower now from the one you already gave as a good showing.
Okay.
And good faith.
I turn to let me speak with my clients. Does that sound good to everybody?
So they're going to give me another one of my followers back?
Yeah.
Man, I hope I didn't kill the first one.
The good faith follower.
I wonder how long he can hold his breath. I don't remember having problems breathing in the void. I don't know whether that's a psychological thing or not.
But you were with Zanye, weren't
yeah.
you? Yeah. She was probably protecting you.
Yeah, it's completely different.
I don't know. You don't think he's hanging out with Zanye?
You just like sucked that poor dude into space and he's just like, boop.
You kind of did. Boop, yeah.
Boop. I will try and disgorge him when we get out of here.
It is the Golandel Cathedral.
So this secrets people, Milan, aren't they your friends?
No, they're the people who are doing Crystal Kaze stuff.
Oh, okay. So, again, we're being lured into doing good.
I'm pretty sure the Forgotten Secrets, they're... Okay, so this is my heavily shitty notes.
I can't believe that we're so evil. We've gotten to the point of being so evil that murder is good on our spectrum of deeds that are good or evil.
It's always been good on my spectrum. I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, so Forgotten Secrets, what I have written
down
is... What do you mean what we've become? What we've always been.
No, but like the fact that
we've always been tools of the church. You're the tool.
God, you're the...
churchiest of the tools.
I'm kidding.
Didn't even talk Ulda out of all of this. This is
Malone. Well, Jimothy is an assistant, kind of an intern, learning the thing, you know, it's all good.
Oh, is it
Jimothy
now?
Wink at Asriel pretending he's still Jimothy.
I mean, when Gerlach said, let my people go, you could have just been like, yeah, do that.
Don't feel bad, Chris. This is just a perfect opportunity for Milana to feel like she's like one-upped Asriel in some way.
Oh, shit.
I'm
the charismatic one now. Oh, yeah.
Take it from me. I don't want it.
Oh, no. Is this when we realize Asriel's having a mental breakdown? He can't take the pressure anymore?
I'll be honest with you. I just assumed that when Gerlach started talking, everybody else would jump in and shut him up. But no.
I was waiting. I was waiting to see what Asriel would do.
Everybody just lets Gerlach run with the talkie-talkie. We know what we're going to end up with.
I honestly just kind of wanted to see what would happen.
I kind of figured it would end in a fight no matter what. So
I didn't want to fight in a minute with this.
Right. If Ulda's giving us one extra prisoner, I think Asriel could probably talk that up. Oh, like we have room to negotiate that up to as much as we can get.
It's your time to shine, Jimmy.
I could haggle up.
Can I try and disgorge my prisoner?
You just try to whoop?
Yeah. Hey, you can come out now. If they survived, I'm assuming they're mentally broken.
Oh my god, they barely survived.
Right.
They look like they have seen death, but they are alive.
Well, they did see death.
I'll heal him. I'll heal him with my crotch blade.
It was horrible in there, you guys. There was nothing to do.
There's nothing. Didn't have my
phone. I couldn't even get a Wi-Fi signal.
The void sucks. I'm giving it a bad Yelp review.
Exactly.
Also, what happened to all their limbs that were still in the manacles?
When he whooped, it all worked out. Okay. Because they're not really in manacles.
Worked out.
Because they're not really in manacles. They are.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all mimic giblets.
Well, actually, yeah. I've got that flesh made true ability anyway, so I'm able to cure a target's maimings, blindings, poisonings, mutilations, and birth defects by sight once per round. I just can't heal them. I just can't heal them any hit points.
Why do you have that?
So I can grow my stuff back. It's just incidental. I can grow other people's stuff back.
you mean
this works on others? What?
Do you even know you can grow other people's stuff back?
I mean, it's my follower. I mean, it was like, I'll explain to them how I do it. I never really tried it on anybody else before, but it's written that I could.
Nobody else that you would want to try it on, I guess.
Right. Who else am I going to? I can't heal hit points, though. So, you know, what good does it do? You cut your arm off, but you've already bled to death, and I grow your arm back.
Right.
Whoopsie.
They're just dead, and they have a brand new arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little, shiny.
Well, it's
smooth.
Like a little baby arm because
yeah, a little pristine baby arm,
died.
Right?
Yeah. I don't. Okay. Would it still grow after they're dead?
I don't think so.
I think I can make it grow. I can restore.
How big
it.
Can you grow a hand?
I can restore it.
Oh, so you can't. Okay. You can't. Okay.
It's not like Miracle Grow.
You can't fix Hermione Granger's teeth. Essentially, we got to put it back in exactly the way it was.
What the hell are we talking about, Hermione Granger's teeth?
Oh God, you guys, my brain. So in my head, it's like she got her teeth engorged in one of the books or the movies, right? They got really big,
and
then somebody fixed her teeth, and they made it smaller, and she just kept them going and smaller until it was like she got good. Perfect teeth. So basically what I'm saying is Gerlach can't adjust people's stuff. It's just immediately you get what you had.
Realistically, well, Gerlach has never tried to do it on another person before. So
I mean, it did say maimings, comma, birth defects. So like if the teeth were congenitally terrible, might be able to do something about Hermione's teeth.
Could you regrow my eyeball?
Yes.
I could. Gerlach has got a side business as the god of regeneration.
And he's like, yeah, Milan, I'll do it, but it's going to be 2,000 gold.
Money?
I want your dominion.
I want your dominion is what it is.
All right, so I spit, I don't know, let's call him Josh. I spit Josh out of my,
Oh, cloak. Thanks. I almost died.
It's beautiful, though, right?
Nothing.
Right, beautiful. Tell me it wasn't quiet.
It was very quiet.
You didn't hear any of those nasty, filthy people talking around you and sweating and their flesh flapping around as they move about. It was silent and it was dark. It was beautiful.
Yeah, something like that. Is this what happens when I die if I keep on following you?
No, that's your reward.
Well, YOLO, I guess.
Not true.
A nihilistic cult.
That is fully not true in this universe.
I know.
A whole infinite
hour. I know.
You can live on is it's what it is.
Plus, I mean, probably several cures for aging and...
Oh, yeah.
I have to think
immortality.
When they were signing up for Gerlach's cult, they checked the box for, I love nihilism. I want to be.
Yeah, I could definitely see people saying that, but then they're like, "Oh, I finally experienced it." And it's like, "Oh."
I mean, honestly, I think most of the cults where they have the mass cult killings of each other is when it's a situation where they've convinced them there's something better on the other side. It just happens in Gerlach's case that the thing better on the other side is nothingness.
Do they know that though, or are you trying to get people who want to embrace that nothingness, or have you been trying to get people like?
Well, I've really been focusing on the murder side.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Amber.
I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
If you could pick any one Magic the Gathering card to eat, which card would that be?
Acorn Catapult, because I want those squirrel nuts.
Good answer. I'm surprised at how fast you did that. I don't know. Is that a real card?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Cool. I learned something.
There's all kinds of stuff that you can learn on Red Mage, Blue Mage, a Magic the Gathering talk show on the Geekspective Network.
If you're like me, an idiot who doesn't understand things, you can also learn from Kenny, who's great. We talk about magic lore, how to actually play the game, what does a mana curve look like, and other cool stuff.
All that and more. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and pretty much any major platform. And we're on Twitter, at RedBlueMTG.
Check us out! Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I was just going to say, I think the people that we get in our cults are generally people who would probably lean into whatever our character thinks and
right,
believes
right.
too. So,
yeah. Generally.
Generally, yeah.
I don't mean to make it sound like they're all just sheeple, but
they kind of are.
As far as game mechanics, they're just Pikmin sheeple. Yeah, they just,
right.
yeah,
but
you
I mean,
just get them. And
if you were to thing. Sit in on a Gerlach sermon, I mean, you know what you're getting into at that point.
Yeah, I was
hates the noise,
there's
hates
no,
the people.
There's not really. It's not like It's not like self help. Like a lot of cults start out as, and then you have to progress to the area. It's like no, it's like, it starts at level 10, right when you get into.
Do you hate the sound of your roommate breathing? Come join the cult of Gerlach. We could fix that for you.
We could fix that? Oh, my gosh.
This is the first interview question. How do you feel at the sight of blood? And if you get this one wrong, then you don't get in, period. Because you're the first thing you're going to see probably eventually in Gerlach's little... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the joys of silence and solitude?
It'd be pretty great.
Come right on in. Here's your dagger.
So you bring this person back in this conversation...
I guess, like cheering him up.
Yeah exactly.
That's it. It's great, right?
Yeah. The camera kind of pizza. Pans away and then pans to Ezreal approaching Ulta.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, basically what I want to do is haggle for more than two. Like, if I could get at least four, including the two that we have.
I actually said what I wanted first. Like, I was like, hey, this is what I'm proposing forward. So, yeah, so that's, what are you proposing forward?
That's fair. Four. With four followers, like, that is enough of a taste that we believe that she actually is going to give us the rest, you know? Because if she just gives us the two, it's like, I feel like she probably just won't give us the rest once we do this dirty work.
Sure. Go ahead and roll a charisma check.
I got a four, and I was looking for a three.
Whew. So yeah, in the long run, Ulda agrees to it. There's probably a little bit back and forth, but and the other five will be removed from Matt and put into another location.
That sounds good.
Not as hostile.
Hooray, teamwork.
Do the rest of you guys wonder why we didn't just send the spaghetti men in here to deal with this?
Yeah,
crap?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Just now that you say it, like speak it into the world, this feels like a perfect job for spaghetti men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't seem like they'd get digested very easily.
I feel like they would tear up this. They
I
would...
mean, despite the fact that they are made of spaghetti, I think that they would be.
I feel like it would be like, okay, you know those like really spiny seeds that drop from some tree?
Mm-hmm.
Gum.
It would be yes. like swallowing that. Like, it hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the spaghetti men could just like explode into like stabbing points and all that. And like.
Yeah. Probably.
Maybe.
Basically like little ballerinas of stabbing inside Matt.
Yeah.
And just extract the five dudes and then walk out and we're good.
It probably wouldn't be digested either. I mean,
this is just like,
they'd be like the bubble gum in Matt's digestive tract.
Mm-hmm. You really did this poorly.
I mean, what's the whole point of having minions if we're never going to send them to do our dirty work? Yeah.
We weren't really thinking about it. I was too excited to be a lawyer and pretend to be a lawyer.
Yeah, that part. And we got Gambo. That would have never happened.
We got Gambo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Gambo?
Yeah.
So I guess we're on a side quest during this quest now, I guess.
Yeah,
seems that way.
Nesting quests.
So If there's nothing else, we can just end the scene.
I want to ask Ul though real quick. Mm. What's up with Mind Matt? Why are there two Matts here? And why are like they so like I keep hearing like they're not connected, but they seem to know each other more closely than like they let on. Like, is there a connection? Are they like brothers or something? Or is it like one's like the mind and the other is like the body or something? I'm just getting that vibe. Kind of this casual conversation.
We want answers about Matt.
Well, I'm just curious. You don't have to tell me the truth if you don't feel like it. It's cool. Everyone's got secrets, but you gotta let me know if there is something there about these two Matts. It's too coincidental.
As they would say, it is a coincidence, but with many coincidences, if one shares the same name, they may have some kind of kinship, like an invisible thread created amongst them that they share.
Lore are you throwing into the world?
Listen to this poetic talk, and I'm bored, and now I'm going to go murder some people for you. I'm done pretending being a lawyer for now.
Nice suit.
As Brimstone.
I like how you put for now.
He will pretend to be whatever he wants to be, but in the spur of the moment. That's Brimstone. He's weird.
Out of character names are very powerful.
like Matt. Matt is a powerful
right. name. That's right.
Right.
Matt will not let you walk all over them.
I was just going to go there. That was very nice of played.
Yeah, I couldn't resist.
It's right up there with the name Rug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
So,
yeah, we bail out.
I guess we're going to
Matt just spit us out to the side, or
they produce or they reconfigure? Yeah, so you can easily get out via a ramp instead of going through.
So, did we end up with more than just the two of my minions?
You got four.
You got four of my minions. Mm-hmm. What's the minimum number I need to rescue out of here to keep my dominion?
Six or seven.
So we got to go back.
If he was just going to roll charisma, maybe you should ask for six or seven.
Like all of them. We want them all.
So, but we.
Or
do
could
know
I go
that.
Go recruit six or seven more, right?
Yeah, you could do that easy.
We know that they're being moved out of Matt now. So
we could just rescue them out of there.
Theoretically, we could rescue them out of the other
facility.
We could just wait until they like move the prisoners and pull off like a heist thing.
Yeah. If only we had a couple members of our party who were extremely stealthy and/or invisible.
Mm.
I'd just like to point out that Gerlach is not the god of keeping his word. That is not one of my.
Here's the new plan.
I don't recall ever shaking on it.
No hands were touched. No
pinkies were
signed.
Were,
nothing. We just nodded.
I negotiated, but no paperwork were signed. So
we had a verbal
legally this checks out. We can
we
do
had a
whatever
verbal
we
agreement
want.
With five witnesses versus one. So,
actually, legally. If you think about it, if we get everybody that was in this room on, we have even more. We would have 9 plus 5, 14 witnesses.
I'm the god of perjury.
Timothy's legal thinking.
Okay, so here's the new plan. We are not going to go take care of the Forgotten Secret shit.
Just to be clear, do we have any reason not to take care of the Forgotten Secret?
I mean, they'll eventually, they're a threat to Gemtella.
Yeah. So they want
somebody's daughter who we've forgotten about for like literally 2 months. Hope to God she's still eating her eggs.
She's hanging out with one of Azrael's.
Yeah,
followers.
Seriously, Gemtella hasn't been on camera in like months.
I've been
like,
saying
I'm
that
willing
for
to me. Make
but
the trade.
We know for a fact that that's a terrible idea.
What is
her hanging out with my followers? She's gonna get inducted to that cult.
No,
I think the camera should pan to Gemtella.
She's gonna get inducted in my own cult.
She's like sitting there with a fork in the middle of eating some eggs, going.
I would, Azrael as a person, would want his daughter in it, which means you should not.
Yeah, Gemtella's on like a reclining on a couch, being fed eggs by people, and it's just like, oh, this was bad. Got to get her out of there.
I'm kind of hoping to develop a weird golden calf scenario with Gemtella. She's like a gem child, essentially, which is only one in existence as far as I know, and it's like that's like should be my cult mascot.
You're gonna turn your daughter into a cult mascot?
Yeah, why not? then she can get all the eggs she wants and all my followers will take good care of her.
You know, Josh, I really hope this comes out, the podcast version of this comes out around Easter. Because there've been a lot of like Ten Commandments like references.
It won't. It'll be off by a few months. Like three or 4 months. I think
let
3 months.
People go. Golden months. Calf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unsavory priests. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw that in there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Notice I'm getting more generic about how unsavory they are, but I think all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
God,
I can't believe you took her to a Halloween party. I can't believe it took you. I can't believe you're leaving her with Asriel's people.
Yeah, nobody ever complained about Kage that way. Yeah, you're pretty cool about the whole thing.
I'm sorry, but Kage wasn't like a nuclear bomb ready to explode.
She'll shank a bitch though. She doesn't care.
She's basically just like a buff ghost lady. She's not even a ghost lady. Can she go in material? I don't think she can.
Yeah, she can.
She can go ethereal and float through stuff.
Yeah, so she's basically just like a low tier member of Batman's Rogue Gallery.
She's like legit. I would play that character like in a heartbeat.
Would you describe it as like an ethereal minotaur, basically?
She's certainly, she has those abilities. And like at least in 3.5, like she had like con drain when she attacked, and like, yeah. Oh god,
mm-hmm. Oh, the joys 5. Of shadowhood.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So, what?
All right, so now what do we do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I feel like people want to do the stakeout, and if they move the prisoners, we just try to yank them out of there.
Yep.
Or we can just go on a murder spree at this weird place.
Why not both?
Brimstone kind of wants to go on a murder spree.
Yeah, but it's a Forgotten Secrets, man. Those guys are like...
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty tough. Forget
about
it. They don't fuck around.
They'll be dead. About
it.
But also, if you think about it, there's no way we're going to rescue these prisoners without a murder spree of some sort.
That's true.
Maybe we can squeeze in two murder sprees. It'd be like... Christmas and your birthday all on the same week.
Yeah. BOGO.
Honestly, I'm just happy to be out of Matt.
Not gonna lie. Yeah, I was kind of getting creeped out by that whole thing.
Yeah. Something about knowing you're inside of a living organism that feeds people green goop and digests them from the inside out is pretty unsettling.
Like, we could have hung out in there for like a long time, Brimstone. Like, it wasn't gonna hurt us, but it's just a creepy place to be. You know?
It's pretty creepy. I'm not going to lie, the green goop, I'm going to have nightmares about that. I don't like that idea at all.
I'm going to have nightmares about that Minotaur guy who was like the uvula of Matt, and that like freaks me out too.
It was really weird how he never like actually stepped off the ground.
Yeah.
Like, did you see how his legs just kind of like extended from the ground?
Yeah.
And they like, made that weird noise every time.
Yeah. And like, I thought he was a real Minotaur for a long time, and then like Asriel touched his butt and it wasn't right.
Remember he touched his butt and he did like a weird like his body and entire body,
his body undulation rippled.
That's when I knew something was going on.
that was when okay, yeah, fair enough.
I never want to be inside a mimic ever again.
I don't understand what the whole thing with the two chairs and the light thing was. I don't think that was a mimic ability.
Yeah, I don't think I have one of those inside me.
It's your tonsils. And the light is when you open your mouth.
Huh. That's cool.
So if you hold somebody in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And then open your mouth, nobody can hear what they're saying.
Huh.
Now that I think about it. And Brimstone's like, thinking about it. He's like, maybe that's like the nasal passage and the two lights are like its nostrils. And the light's like, his head's like looking up.
Yeah, because your nose is kind of a cylinder. It's like, you know, point, like a cone.
Yeah.
Mine isn't.
We're just talking.
Oh. Well, that shoots that theory.
Yeah.
I think we should start picking random people off the street and inspecting whether they have a light and a cone inside them. Come here. This is for science.
I like to imagine... Milana is just staring off into the distance.
Mimic's just like a big person, so this must be true.
Ergo.
Are mimics just like a big person?
Where the hell was Bucket in all this? Why wasn't Bucket?
We discussed Bucket last time. Mm-hmm. I said he's basically a toddler, and I don't, you know, why would I put him at risk?
Yeah.
As you're talking about him, I pull him out of my pocket. And he's like shaped into like an iPhone 10 or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Whatever the newest iPhone is.
Chris, in my head, I wish I had said it out loud, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to take it like control of your character. But I was just like, as this discussion is happening, Milana's staring off in this like off the distance, and Azrael like leaned against a wall, just scrolling through a phone. That's what I was imagining.
Much. Yeah. I was debating whether it was gonna be like a Nintendo DS or like an iPhone 11 or whatever. But yeah, iPhone
11. You made Bucket come out? So I love it.
Maybe Bucket's got like two lights and whatever inside.
Huh. It's like tiny little Christmas lights. Yeah.
Are we staking out?
I think we are. Yeah.
Okay. Like really. Like if we're staking out for these prisoners, like is this where you can just come up Azrael and be like, yeah, those are ours. We'll take them from here. Can we do that?
Or Brimstone,
ooh.
Even.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, both of you guys. You guys are like the prison lawyers or whatever.
We'll have
to see
who's doing the prison transport, because if it's like the demigod lady, then...
I think Ulda would have better things to do, personally.
Than arrange a prisoner transport?
Yeah. I mean, like, that sounds like a job for, like...
Kind of looks like Josh.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything for the powers that be that listen in on us that change fate.
Right.
Yeah.
Our actions are unpredictable.
As long as we keep Josh on the back foot, we have the edge.
I already had it planned out when you agreed to it.
But it definitely doesn't sound like a job for Ulda. No. Never.
All right. We're waiting to see the
sure. Transport. Like, remember, it's like inside the compound. So how are you supposed to stake out the transport when you're supposed to get off the premise?
Oops.
We have to like disguise ourselves.
Take a bathroom break.
We can,
and
like,
I can't leave without my friends.
We can like disguise ourselves as guards or
the
something.
Thought, yeah. The thought of Milana trying like using
I would
a
just go
restroom.
Into a stall and just sit there. I wouldn't do anything. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Sure. So however way it works, you do see the building that is Matt. You see the door open and you see Ulda go walking out. And behind her are all of Grelak's followers chained up.
It's almost like as for a demigod, they got nothing better to
she's
do.
She's a god yeah. god.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
She's a demigod.
Oh, okay.
Demigod.
She should not have been doing this.
This is a job for... Ulda's got nothing better to do. That's sad. I feel sad for Ulda.
Well, there goes Ulda, our plan.
Please report to the main gate, Ulda.
That's what you
are
do.
Are we disguised
see.
Then? We're disguised.
Maybe I'm kind of picturing in your head. You're all like in an alleyway. Just I believe three city blocks or something like that is the premise. So you're
there
like,
would be enough structures to have an
did
alleyway.
Did you just
or something?
Run after them, grab them, and then teleport all of
seriously,
us?
Seriously, like okay. There's two of you guys are really fast, and Olga's not the demigod of alacrity. I'll tell you
before
that right
we.
Now.
Get into this. I want to assume what we've done with the four prisoners that we did get out. Did we send them home?
I don't know. You tell me.
They're with us.
That's terrible.
Are they scheming with us?
Do I actually have a temple set up somewhere?
Yeah, so you got something somewhere.
I mean, you got like
had meetings
the base, you got the basement of an old pizza.
Yeah,
joint.
There's like a pizza party.
I always thought it was like a cemetery or something like that. I don't remember what you had.
Underneath Marciano's Pizza. Is...
Well, what about the underneath the old the inn we owned way back when?
The Blue Ball.
The Blue Ball.
Yeah.
That was getting renovated by skeletons.
Yes.
I bet they have lots of business. First of all, with the skeleton, you know, bartender and skeleton waitresses.
Mm.
Probably lots of people come in for that. Yeah, somewhere in the basement underneath all that.
Sure. If that's where your place is, that's fine. Yeah.
I can't think of a better place. I mean, we also, you know, we did have the Assassin's Guild for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still, that might be a perfect place.
Either place is fine.
Yeah, I like the Assassin's Guild.
Okay.
Maybe it opens out under the Blue Bowl with all the skeleton.
I don't think they were in the same district.
Could be a really long tunnel. just a really long tunnel. Yeah, I'll send him to our guild.
Okay.
Hall.
Yeah, go recover from your tragedy that you were just put through and get ready to do some murdering.
Get some real food in you guys, too.
Yeah. And if you feel up to it, just murder a few people on the way home. That always makes me feel
caught.
Better.
Good gosh.
Let's talk about not getting caught. I'm not sure if I was stressing this enough in my parables, but let me add one right here. Gerlach rule number 37, don't get caught.
38, kill strangers with no relation to you. 39, yeah. Don't get caught.
That's a lot more rules than I remember.
Yeah, I just remember make it really public.
I keep adding to it.
I think murdering people is redundant because that was like number 3, I think. But you know what?
Number 1, wasn't it? I thought it was number 1.
Yeah,
it was number 1 on the murder cult.
Okay, girl, what are your rules now?
Okay, let me start. Number 1, get to murdering. Number 2, make it gruesome. Number 3, make up lies about people that you are killing. Number 4, make up lies about people you aren't killing.
Wow.
Number 5.
Those are new.
Huh?
So those are new.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like some of those are new or changed a little bit. Do you think all religions are like this in the beginning, where they kind of keep changing what they think?
It's like we should come up with some, like, document that we could, like, keep updating and add books to it as more rules of Gerlach come out. Sure. And then maybe we could, like, bind it together, like, in a, what's the word I'm looking for? A dictionary of murder.
Thesaurus.
Yeah.
As a newsletter.
A pamphlet, perhaps?
Yes, an anthology. A pamphlet. I was going to say an encyclopedia
of
murder.
Lots of pamphlets together, then to becoming a book.
The Church of Murderology. That's the
Book of Gerlach.
What did I name my cult anyway? I mean, it's the Ebon what? Purge?
Ebon Purge.
Ebon Purge, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they were surprised by what the end result of that was, but...
So, yeah. Your followers went back. You see that Olda has these people constrained and is taking them somewhere. What do you all do?
I guess we follow discreetly because I don't want to talk to her.
Is it still like midday? Like
it's
daytime?
Some point in the day, yeah. Afternoon.
I can teleport. Dad can teleport.
As long as nobody's looking at me. Stop looking at me!
Oh, that's I was trying to remember what movie Mystery that was. Mystery Men, yeah.
Yeah, you can only turn invisible when nobody's looking. It's the same basic power Gerlach used a slot for.
That's how Azrael poops.
No one can watch.
Perfect rectangles. When nobody's looking.
God. Wow. What is wrong with your asshole?
just a two-dimensional rectangle.
Like a Play-Doh extreme.
I was just going to say, it looks like Play-Doh.
I was thinking of like Minecraft blocks.
Yes. I would also accept that.
Yes.
Apparently Azrael's butt looks like the Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop.
How you know Azrael's using the bathroom is when you're walking and you hear someone in the distance go, ooh.
Yeah, so what are we doing?
Yeah, so Olda is taking them to another building. They actually take these people back to the main citadel, you know, converted citadel building.
Okay.
Make some skeletons as a distraction.
Is that really a smart thing to do?
I don't. You're asking Newark?
So, I mean, really.
Smart thing.
I think the goal here is that we get the drop on her. Because we get to go first. And then Newick and I each grab... Newick maybe grabs 3, but I'll grab 2 prisoners and we just teleport out. And then you guys all book it.
Okay.
I can book it.
I'll have to hold on to Brimstone.
I'm like the parkour master.
Also,
I can run up this wall.
Yeah. So did we agree that the 4 that we rescued...
They're back at the... They left. They went to Pizza Hut.
Sounds good.
Whatever. Okay, that's the plan. Do you want me to do a distraction?
Yeah, you make a distraction.
All right, I summon skeletons.
All right.
Skeletons for justice.
They are just doing spooky, scary skeleton dance.
So they're not attacking or anything? They're just there?
I don't think we want them to attack. unless
maybe
attacking's fine.
Maybe sure, causing,
but I want
mischief.
Them to be like dramatic. So I'm making them very like over the top, scary, yeah. And like dramatic, but not really trying to hurt, but looking threatening.
Are they?
So imagine the skeletons acting like they're threatening. Fucking fine, they're threatening. I make them evil.
I was thinking, if I may, make them just do mischief, like really annoying inconveniences.
They're
be like,
shitting everywhere.
They're like flicking lights.
You can't tell because they're skeletons. Off.
They're like pulling piss down of the
cupboards. Yeah, they're just squatting around like, ah!
And they got their, like, whatever weapons they died with or had, they have them with them.
Like, they're like running around pantsing guards, you know, where they just run up to them and yeah. Just like run around.
I make
around
a skeleton whatever. Distraction.
Okay. They're like
and
squatting,
one of them gets
and they're
right
they're
up to Ulda and gives her a wet willy.
And their little skeleton jaws
bite
are
her
opening.
Little bite her ankles okay. And her knees.
Go ahead and roll an attack. D20.
I can't just make it happen.
I wouldn't say this in tech.
Well, one takes like the arm bones from another and plays his own ribs like a xylophone.
Okay, just having the times of their... I rolled an 8. What do I need to do? I haven't played this game in 5 years.
Plus 3 for your level is 11, plus your intelligence modifier 4. Or is it 3? No, 3.
It's 3.
They get in front of Ulda, but they don't seem to have that much effect.
She's not like, what are these skeletons doing here?
Well, she's definitely stopped, but
yeah, so she's
there's
moving.
A pause, okay, I should say. There we go.
Now's your chance. Everybody go.
Okay, yeah, go.
For me.
I hold on to Brimstone.
Yeah. We can just cut their arms off. I can bring them back.
I mean, their hands will come off.
Actually, no, we're totally doing that. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
I'm just going to teleport their still alive torsos. And heads.
Yeah, as long as they don't have a neck chain on, you know.
Do they have neck chains
no,
on?
No, they're probably shackled with their
mm-hmm.
hands
and feet. Yep, wrists and ankles.
I got
just leave Ulda with a bunch of
never,
empty...
ever, ever say anything that you don't want Josh to have, okay? Jeez, we've never learned our lessons.
Never learn. This is pretty much like just chains coming off of Ulda's arm, and they're just kind of just going in between all the legs and arms of all these people.
Suddenly, Ulda's left with a bunch of arms and legs and cuffs.
I mean, girl, I could grow their arms and legs back, so it's okay.
Yeah. As long as like two of them survive the shock. I mean, really, that's all we need.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, that's true.
Okay.
Not saying they're disposable, but that's why you call them minions.
All right, let's try it.
Oh, my precious little golden egg of a minion. I will carry you through life and protect you. Not the Gerlach cult.
Yeah.
So who's going?
Newegg believes he could break these chains.
I like it.
He's the god of might.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens when Newegg does it.
Yeah, I'm going to miracle the ability stronger than you from the might.
Okay, what's that and, read?
Whenever a godbound is in a opposed strength check or contest against another creature or opposing it in a grapple or other exercise of strength, the godbound always wins.
Whew.
If two godbound with this gift struggle, the test is resolved normally. But Old is not the godbound with might.
But
so
it is constraint.
Yeah, sorry. It's
not
different.
Might.
Totally
I mean, it's
different.
Not might.
So pretty much her constraint is like unbreakable chains is what it was in my head. Mm-hmm. So it's like
under the word of might, it says this prowess allows them to lift or break anything that is humanly possible to handle, though truly supernatural feats of strength require the use of a gift or miracle.
Yeah, and
this would be a supernatural feat, which I'm using a miracle. Just saying, it kind of says just that right there.
But it's like two gifts, so. Did that miracle you made say like you overcome other gifts?
The miracle stronger than you, or the word, right. Or the word is might. Right. The gift is a lesser gift called stronger than you. Whenever the godbound is in an opposed strength check or contest against another creature or opposing it in a grapple or other exercise of strength,
mm-hmm.
The godbound always wins.
Okay.
If two godbound with this gift struggle, the test is resolved normally. As an action, the godbound can confer the benefits of this gift on an ally for one contest or action.
Sure, I'll allow it.
So I break the chain.
Yeah, you... And Olda turns back in surprise.
As, does she scream in pain as part of her body is broken?
No, I don't think so.
That's a shame. Now the little Gerlachites can go.
So who goes next?
We grabbed and teleported.
Yeah, I can't teleport them out.
I will go next.
All right. What do you do, Azrael?
So are the chains shattered all around or just on the two that he did?
The chain as like it's a line. So yeah, I knew I could break the connection.
Break it from Olda to the first person.
Right, right, right.
Then
so the prisoners are still chained, but they are free from Olda.
Mm-hmm.
I will run up and grab a couple and teleport up to 2 miles away.
Okay. Can you only grab two people or how many people can you teleport?
I'm sorry. Let me get the exact wording. It actually doesn't have any rules for taking anybody else with me. Can I miracle that to modify a gift?
Probably. Like, how does it read right now?
Commit effort for the scene. Instantly appear in any place lit by natural sunlight or your own radiance, provided it's within 1 mile.
Oh, I think it's just you.
Right. That's what I was saying. Could I, like, miracle it to be more?
I think I've done that before.
Yeah, it's been for a very long time since I've
read it. I don't remember the miracle rules offhand.
Yeah. So clearly it's a yes.
Yeah, you can spend an effort.
Yeah, so it'd be one effort for the word for the gift and then one effort to yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. Can I take a little squad of murderers?
Yes.
But yeah, like basically it's gonna be like sunlight.
Mm-hmm. You see Azrael and all the people disappear in a column of light, sunlight. Brimstone and Gerlach do.
Well, they're gone, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else we do need to do here?
Duex right by Olda.
No.
Duex's still there.
I can't teleport anybody. Certainly not while anybody's looking at me. I could put him into my cloak. We know he can survive it.
He could survive it.
It's actually not a terrible idea, though.
He can survive it.
Yeah, I mean, if Nuek, rather, is up to that. Hey, I get your ride.
I think I can teleport, can't I, Josh?
You can, that? Yes. You have one teleport.
I thought I could. Yeah. So, no, I'm not up for it.
Hey, it's only save or die.
But, I mean... I think the point is that, like, could Gerlach cape Nuek and teleport away in one action?
Mm-mm.
Though,
no. Well, they can't... I can't do it while they're looking at me is the problem.
Oh, my gosh. I keep forgetting that you're...
I have to be hidden.
You got that emo teleport.
I do. You don't have
that good teleport.
No. I could have taken it with alacrity. I think there was a good teleport, and I was like, no, I need to take the shitty teleport.
I'll never use this. No, that's fine. I can get myself out.
And I'm just, I guess if you, everyone else coming up with a plan, I just make a break for it. I can like climb. I have all directions as one, so I can just.
Yeah,
like,
I'm holding on to him. Just okay. FYI.
So if Brimstone, you just run away, Brimstone.
Yeah, I'm like parkouring the hell.
I mean,
out of
I want to make sure that everyone's out before like I leave the area.
I mean, we can wait until everyone leaves if you want.
Yeah, yes.
Brimstone's like, we can wait if we want.
I want to make sure things go well and right.
Oh, you're so cute, being care about people. For everybody, Milana.
Oh my God, I hate everybody. Let's just leave that Brimstone.
That's what you say, but your actions speak louder than words, Milana.
I'm just saying, I have the ability to reweave time, so that's what I'm saying.
You can tell us you love us all.
Oh.
Girl, I go to fucking hell.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's just your way of saying that you love us. Yeah. That's so cute.
I hate this. Amber hates this, and Milana hates this.
Yeah, I will skulk away.
All right, my turn. Nuek, give me 5 spirit saves.
The spirit's not my best.
Yeah, tell me how many times you fail.
All right. I failed 4. Or 5, I'm sorry.
You failed all 5?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I got close once. Actually, hold on. I'm going to bank one of those and re-roll it.
Okay.
I did pass that
use
one.
The 19 effort you have.
Oh, yeah.
Plus
yeah,
you do all have of effort. Your subscriber effort to automatically succeed them.
He has no, he doesn't have enough subscribers.
No.
So how much effort do you have?
I have 4 effort free.
Okay. So you're going to salt and try on for one of them first?
Yes, I'm sorry, I did. So that gives me 3 effort, yeah. I can't do it multiple times.
Okay. So
but how many... you could burn effort to succeed.
Oh, I can burn effort to succeed. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Yes. So okay, yes, I could throw three remaining effort to succeed. So that gives me one fail.
Okay. So you have one fail. Like if this is like a camera thing, like this speaking out loud, like as a viewer, you'd be like, oh, we'll see that like Newark just comes up and breaks his chain and instantly knows is like, this is a foe I cannot address with force. Right.
Right. Right.
And so it's just like that moment where they this is the first, this whole time you've seen them hooded, you haven't seen any facial, but you finally like notice that there's a glint and you see their green eyes, like kind of this glow and you like eyes and
romantic music swells.
No. There's like 1,000 people all of a sudden in your head asking you questions, Newak. And you this is all like for everyone outside, you just see them like standing and staring at each other. But there's like 1,000 people. It sounds like there's 1,000 questions being thrown at you. And most of them you're like, you just kind of ignore. And it's like almost you could be like your own persona in your mind. You're like kind of swatting away these questions or these people or these essences that are accosting you.
Are they completely inane questions?
A lot of them are. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite? Where were you born?
How do you like your coffee?
Mom? Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot
how
of
like
them.
Your eggs.
Exactly. Exactly. There's just all these.
If you had to pick a velvet cape, what color would it be?
Right.
And if you had to pick a velvet cape, what color would it be?
What color would it be?
Huh. Ooh, a sequins. I mean, I know that.
And so you're like, yeah, your persona swung all this way, and you finally see a persona of Ulda, you know, in this mine theater. And like there's changes wrap around you, right? And they are like, where can I find you any day, any night? And you just speak out like uncontrollably any place like where you live, all the locations you live, where your bases are. You just puke the information. If he's like, if you can't find me here, then I'm here. If you know, like you just give up all the information of that. She cannot ask any of the other four questions. But as you kind of you puke out these words, and you're probably like, oh shit, like afterwards, as the chains kind of unwrap and you know, and the camera kind of pulls back into, you know, material plane. Their eyes fade back into darkness, and you have just experienced that.
Yeah, you guys, we got to kill Ulda. Like, like it's not really an option now, but, you know, maybe we should do that at full strength. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, gone. Azrael's gone. Gerlach's gone?
Wait, Gerlach, I'm still here.
I was prowling away, so it's not like I was fast.
So you're like, I'm imagining him,
I
like,
swear to God, if you turn back time, so I'm there.
Yeah.
I like to imagine Gerlach like doing the sneak, and then Newak says, we gotta kill this person. And then Gerlach's like, murder? What?
So I would like
you're
to
speaking
try
my language. Yes.
I would like to try something, see if this works.
Okay.
So I have the assassin eye still. It's my artifact. I'm gonna re-reave time so I can commit effort for the day and choose an event in the area which has taken place in the last hour. You may reweave the past to produce a different outcome to the event, provided the outcome you ordained is possible. Such reweaving cannot kill or resurrect creatures, cannot restore committed effort, and must be restricted to an event of no more than 15 minutes duration. A hostile worthy foe, so Ulda, involved in events may make a spirit saving throw to foil the reweaving.
Okay, what are you doing?
So I would like to commit effort and make this happen. And what happened is to the whole whatever, like, Newak succeeds in whatever Newak was trying to do.
So you're trying to prevent the interrogation.
Interrogation,
pretty much.
Yeah.
You're not committing effort from yourself. You're committing effort from
your
artifact. So, yeah, I think you can't turn invisible now. I believe is what it turns in. I believe your artifact is, like, you bank your effort, I believe, right. If I remember correctly, you make your effort to be invisible or you can reweave time. So you can't go invisible until tomorrow.
Well, sure.
She has a save of 6. Oh, nat 20.
Nope, that's a 1.
That's a 1.
And hey, now Newak has a 20 bank.
No.
It doesn't swap like that. It's just whatever I roll.
Right.
Saved. By Milana, it's not love, it's making sure we're protected.
I can, this is out of character, or this is a discussion, this game of like, I can use effort too, it's like, I saved.
And if it's like, okay, I trump
thing,
your
Josh.
Trump your Trump, yeah.
Here's the thing, Josh. It's a situation where I feel like GMing, we're from my learning of GMing, it's like, what makes a better story?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could go forever and in a day going back and forth doing stuff. I mean, yeah, well, you could do that committed effort, but do you want to? Would it be
more of
okay?
More like it's okay in a way, but in another way, I feel bad. I'm like, oh, you just used your one a day. And I'm just like, yeah, it didn't happen. Let's just say that happens. Yeah. Like, what does this look like, Malana, as like this? Because it's like this whole time, like between Ulda and Nuek, it was like a standoff and there's just like, whoa. So what does this reconfiguration kind of look
so
like?
So I imagine it a lot being like how she has summons a lot of her magic comes out of her eye, right? But this is the mm-hmm. assassin eye. Mm-hmm. Instead of it being a necrotic, let's do Doctor Strange kind of style. I like Doctor Strange's stuff where it's like the time is green. It looks like it just like feels like everything is weaving. Like the assassin eye starts to rotate in her head, which I think would be really cool. And so there's like this greenish tint to everything as things are going back, mm-hmm. which doesn't really look like a lot. It's like a little bit of swing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right.
So yes, let's with that rewinding of time, there's still a standoff between Ulda and Nuek, and we'll have to see what happens with them after the break.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxfairy. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxfairy every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.